Good morning. Wow, audio worked perfectly.
So it's very loud. Right, we're really thanking we all to be here, and we also very appreciate the worship team bring us such a wonderful song. And we also want to thanks for the AV and MC. Where's the pastor? Okay. And all the usher and all the co-worker make this all happen. We are really glad and grateful to be here. And 2018, almost 3 weeks, right? So how is it? Is it good all these past 3 weeks? Or although just 3 weeks seem to so many high and low, joy, maybe some of tear could be. I don't know. For me, only 3 weeks, but it's really a lot. And sometimes a little bit afraid about what to come for the rest of the 52 minus 3 is 49 weeks to come. So today I choose a very particular topic. It's probably is not very easy to understand. But I'm hoping that through the word of God, and we can really learn by heart what He's really want to talk to us. And hopefully in the coming day, we can really apply them out. So we're starting with the, we call a Breaking Free series. And last Sunday of 2018, was the first one. The title we talked about that was the peace. War is over with a question mark. And in there, right, I don't know how many of you still remember that. But peace is very important for us. And today we're going to talk about be angry and sin not. Question mark. Is that possible? Or is doable? Or is biblical? So, remember the first song worship team just leading us? It's an album, right? From Here Song United to the Ends of the Earth, coming up on 2002. And that is talking about a love, a kind of love, right? Unfailing. And that love, right, suppose can bring in the peace, right, into our heart. So when you have that heart, right, within you, right, then that's the way, right, how you live, how you can carry out with you, no matter where you are going to be, whatever task you're going to perform. And that's the love, right? And the peace will come in from you naturally, and nobody can hide it because it's divine. Now, we talk about the last service I have here is called the Peace War is Over. And we're talking about, start with a question. Is there anything, right, robbing you the peace? And we talk about, wow, there's a lot of in circumstances or events, right, coming around. It could be worry, fear, grief, even a sense of helplessness. Or maybe it's a desire, guilt, sin, hopeless. Or maybe it's too much study, too much work, too many people around you, right? Seems like it's against in you. Or maybe it's a finance issue. Health is not in a good condition. Or maybe it's a bad relationship. Or maybe you are gripped by the past and really not seeing very promise on this moment and the future. But in the end, right, we say there's also a big factor, right, that robbing you all the peace is this: anger. Have you ever angry before? Or are you really in an angry mode? Or maybe it's just not showing you control so well right now? Is that? Bible say, do not let your heart be troubled, and do not fear, do not afraid. Afraid of what? Afraid you're going to blow up? Afraid to be angry? Maybe it's not just yet, right? But how about this? It's not just one soul. It's from every direction, right? It seems they are coming against you. How will you respond? Will you be angry then? So we say life sometimes, right, it's not that smooth. Sometimes it's like a brick by brick is building up and become very solid. It could be a ridiculous, people is teasing you. Could be from some hostile behavior or word, gossiping. Or maybe it's everybody wrong for his own benefit, advantage, right? Which is really against you. Or maybe just their word from their tongue. Or maybe your self-pride or quarrelsome, you know, happen, unpredictable, or disagreement between people who are supposed to love each other. Or maybe you don't agree with all this preaching or some of the Bible saying, but it also could come in from anger. So all the things, right, just accumulate, right? Maybe just one there, one here, one there, one here. But all of a sudden, right, they connect together and keep piping up. And like a wall surrounding you, enclosing you. And there's no window, no door. So suddenly, right, maybe it's intentional, unintentional, you got isolated behind the wall. So how do you define that? How do you break in it if there is a wall? Or prevent it to keep building up? That's what we're going to find out. So be honest to ask yourself, what are you angry right now? Is there something trigger you? Is that because the school, because the job, because the work, because the church, because the family, or because the friends? Or maybe you don't happy, really angry about our government. Or maybe there's a media leading you, just encouraging you to be angry. Or maybe there's a regulation and a law and a rule you're really not in favor with, and trigger that. It could be any of this or all of this. According to the Bible, the anger itself, right? If you check the Bible, there's a lot of usage. And generally, if it concludes and we build a boundary of this word, the range of it, it's very simple, right? Very understandable. It's wrath. It's not a simple anger, it's wrath. And it's going to lead to vengeance. You want to take some action because you are really in indignation. You're enraged. And it could be coming from natural, your human side, or it could be from environment, from the surrounding. You got agitated. Which status are you in? But it doesn't matter. It's not a good word to some extent. Anger, like this picture. It could be just showing the tip of the iceberg, an expression. But that could be, you know, there's something built so enormously, right, under the sea level. there's a pain, right? Burning inside you. Is that the case? Maybe anger is just an expression, a stubbornness, right? In the desperation, crying. Help! Is that? Why are people angry? Why are you angry? Is that because you have enough? Is that because it's your human nature? The gene or whatever? Or maybe it's a pride. Or maybe it's a way to protect yourself. It's just a strategy to get attention. Or maybe you just don't want to control yourself. Just like the verse says, I just simply cannot control my temper. Anger will be triggered, one way or the other. Could be from you feel threat, you got blamed, you feel you got put down, or maybe the rejection. And it coming in, right, through the agent of anger, right, then it going out. Right? And sometimes maybe you don't know, you become the bully. You go into the world, it's very harsh, it's against what it really is. And you begin to fight back. You point a finger, whoever point to you, and with double portion. Whoever put you down, you step on them. Whoever rejects you, you reject them first. Is that how it works? Let's talk about an example from the Bible. Everybody familiar with the Cain story in the Genesis? Anger of Cain. God says something to him. Why are you angry? Why is your face downcast? If you do what is right, will you not accept it? But if you not doing what is right, sin is really crouching there, right? Sin is very desirable to have you, to own you. But God say, you should not let it rule over you. Right? They can't comply to the advice from God. No, he did not. So he let his anger, right, building up and blow up. And the sin, right, take control of him. So he committed a horrible, horrible crime. How about anger of King David? David have a friend, a prophet. His name is Nathan. Nathan came to him, right? Talk about a story. A rich, unmerciful man. Even he have so many lambs or flocks. When his friends come, and he just rob the lamb, precious lamb from the poor family to entertain his friend. And when King David heard about this, right, he's really angry. And he say, wow, this dude, he must die. It's anger, right? Expression. And he say, he must pay for the lamb four times over. So he thinks it's a crime, right, to rob something really precious. And he make a comment, because the rich man did this, right? It's our mercy. And you know the story? Later, Prophet Nathan, right, just point a finger. You are the man. Your anger is something, right? But as a matter of fact, you are the supposed to be a target of anger. Why? Why Prophet Nathan say that? Because David himself, right, he commit a really bad crime, right? He have a wife from his really loyal servant, a soldier, right, really put his life for him. And he really demand his life. So King David can have his wife. And now, right, why there's something, right, so wrong with him. He's still anger about the injustice. And that's anger. And that's the point, right? Why Prophet Nathan say, you are the man. So can we be angry? Can we not to be angry? We are tired physically. We were hungry. And most of the time, right, because we strive ourselves, we try to be perfect, to be better, right? We stimulate ourselves. And sometimes, right, because we put so much effort into it, and the result is just not what we're getting, right? It's not what worth all the effort. We feel powerless, we feel disconnected, and sometimes we try to express, we do give our best, right? But people don't understand. They don't want to hear it. They want to use the result to measure you. So will you be hurt? Will you feeling you are really out of the place? And sometimes you feel so invaded. It grip. Anxious, right? Took over. Demanding were never met. And that's a sense of frustration, right, crowded in. Will all this combine to trigger the angry? And how are you going to do that if you're really in the angry mode? If we limit to the choice, there's only two choices. Either you blow up, or either you blowing up within yourself. Let it keep burning. Keep burning. Which way will you choose? Or which way will help you up to solve the life problem you're facing? I don't know. Maybe neither of them. There's a film coming up, is part of 2000. It's an anger management film, right? Starting by the Sandler and Nicholson. At 2003, right? And it acted as a comedy. And it's talking about the aim is the anger management program. Talk about a business person starting by the sender. He used, generally he's a mild person, but from time to time he do have seems like got stepped on, and he will have some anger building up. And one day in the airplane flight, he blew it up. And then story just starting there, they send a doctor who's starting by the Nicholson, right, to help him out. And lots of things, right, happened that, and, you know. But there's an aim. There's an aim in the film. The aim is teach him how to unleash his anger in the healthy doses to avoid it building up. Right? If you don't build it up, then maybe you can avoid the blowing up. Or maybe you can avoid to build it up like a concrete wall and become a wall to isolate you. Let's see. Is anger really manageable? Have you ever tried to manage your anger? Can we shake it off? Can we walk away? Can we? Or maybe we just admit it. Accept it. Or we just make up my mind, it won't affect me. Or do some mind shifting, distract yourself. Or maybe just smile. Or screaming inside. Would this help? Or maybe you try to reduce with all the means you could and recycle it and all redirection them, you know, just push them away. Maybe it's not me, maybe it's them. Go talk to them. It's not my problem. Or we stick to whatever it work. Would this solve the issue? So the key point that if we angry, how can we make ourselves angry less? Reduce the frequency, reduce the intensity. Can we just say, forget about friends, forget about family, forget about school, forget about work, forget about past, forget about now, forget about future, forget about church, even forget about God. We totally isolate ourselves, right? Then there should be no anger anymore, right? We remove all the stimulus. We don't give other or any circumstance have the chance to anger us. Would that reduce the anger? Maybe, or maybe not. Because there's still big things, right? Exist. What is it? Self. Right? So what Bible say? We have enough all the world, have enough of the recommendation from the society. But what does Bible say? What's the biblical way? God say, slow to anger. Slow to anger. God say, in your anger, do not sin. God even say, get rid of them. Get rid of them. All this bitterness, rage, right, and anger, get rid of them. And start praying. Talk to me. Talk to me. Talk to me. Don't talk to yourself. God say, don't take revenge. It's not up to you. Don't do it. It's me, it's God himself, right, to handle everything. How can you say you give your life to God, right, and you try to take control of it back? Biblical, right? Does God like this self-anger? Probably not. So, biblical way, when you are feeling, you are really getting anger, what you should do? You slow down. Pause. Stop praying. You think twice because you before you outburst. You throw the dot, an arrow, right? And fighting back right away. Steam off. Steam off. Deal with it later as soon as possible. But steam off. And when you really do it, right? Have to remember, if it's possible, forgive and let go. Forget and move on. Why? You don't want the anger, right, to consume you and burn you up. That's not the way how it behaves. If it's sinning, coming to the church, we're seeing love, unfailing love, overtaking me, right? Give my life to God. How can you walk out with anger, right? Aiming the people, aiming yourself, destroy all the people around you, really care about you. Just because they're bad behavior, they're bad language, or whatever. Doesn't make sense. Hello. So I would suggest, take five. Number one, when you are angry, admit you are angry. It's okay. You are angry. But don't forget about the other four. Number one, you still have to keep learning about the Bible. You really have to, at that the moment of anger, you really need more word coming from God. And you have to put yourself, connect divine vertically, divinely. Connect to God through prayer. Talk to Him. And don't isolate yourself. You still have to serve. Keep on giving. And that's all the ministry all about. That's all about the verse we say, to the end of the earth. We are the representative of the Jesus Christ who died on the cross, gave Him up. And if we're giving up a little bit anger, right? What's the big deal? And you have to have your heart, don't aim in on anger, right? Give a little bit more love to other people, even to those people care you so much, but they just want to hurt you at the moment because they cannot control themselves. But will you fall into their level and fight him back? No, that's not the biblical way. Otherwise, Jesus don't have to come. Otherwise, Jesus don't have to die for us. That's a cross. So, what should you do when you are angry? The number question. Do you really trust God? Do you? Do you really put a stop sign on the anger? Do you really accept, always stop and pray? Do you? Do you remember the traffic light? Stop, think, and solve it. Gently? Remember, don't let anger consume you with the fire. Don't give up. Don't give in. Always remember the lesson, right, of Cain. True, in the life, we want to be prosperous. We want to be recognized. We want to be success. We want God's name, right, be proclaimed through us 100% more. We do want to carry the blessing, right, divine, to everywhere. But the world is not controlled by us. Everything, right, is in God's hand. What can we do? Every song, every worship song we present here, it talk about love, it talk about peace, talking about giving up, talking about that God reign in us. But when we sing, that's those words, right, really rooting in you and growing up, right, and really show and shine. So, will you be angry and sin not? Is that up to you? Take five, remember. Take five. The most important, remember God, our Lord Jesus Christ. Leave us one mighty weapon, his peace, right? It's not world kind of peace. It's a divine one. The one even Jesus Christ is heading to the cross. All the painful isolation, all the ridicule, all the persecution, all the hardship, all the pain, he say, he gonna leave his peace to us. How much you're taking from that potion? How much you do understand how powerful that peace is? Angry, peace. Angry, sin. Angry, forgiven. Angry, sacrifice. Why are we here? We want to worship God. Worship God for all the good things only? Or worship God for no matter what happened around us? No matter how tough our life is, how many difficult obstacles, don't let your heart be troubled. And do not be afraid. You have to let God's peace, right, root in you. It's not isolation, it's just so strong in you, right? Nothing happened around you gonna be matter to you. You will keep going. You will keep on living. And in that way, right, anger is just not a big deal anymore. That's life. That's the new life. That's the newborn. That's the divine we are talking about. It's not just from the Bible. It's the word of God, right? It's really coming in you, right? And really growing. And that's the power of the Bible, of the God's person. personal breath. It is not an easy servant. But I guess life is very pressure. Difficulty, rejection, persecution, maybe not so bad. If we really put ourselves right in God's hand, we really trust in Him. Be angry, but sin not. Be angry, but sin not. Let's bow our head. Dear God in heaven, thank you for this moment, for this day, for the whole 2018, and thank you for all the days to come. We are grateful, and some of us really in need your help, need to learn. Need to how to remain in your peace when anger arouses in us. Let us know when and how to be joyful, prayerful, and thankful toward you in all the circumstances all the time. And please help us to be angry less and sin not when you are facing all the difficulty, rejection, opposition, or even the persecution. Cleanse us with our precious Jesus Christ, His blood, so we can be holy and godly to serve you and have peace within those who you put around us. May your name be exalted, and the kingdom, power, and the glory all belong to you forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.